Hello again, everyone. It is, well, it's not 12 o'clock yet. It must be heading that way. And in the words of Obi, there's always someone to wake you up, isn't there? Yes, I guess that's about sums it up. I went to sleep after 10, maybe about 10:30, because I'd finally come up to bed. By 11 o'clock, I was meant to see someone at the hospital. Now, I had cancelled my appointment and the transport, but I see multiple people. I don't always, but, well, actually, I do. I usually see three different lots of people, and then I was seeing this extra lady. And my appointment with her was for 11 o'clock. I was supposed to see everyone else before then. So they all knew that I wasn't coming up, and so did she. So she's a renal counsellor, and I've been seeing her for the last year. Mostly I used to go up and see her all the time, but mostly I speak to her on the phone now because it's easier. Because I don't want to go up there, trek up there to see, just to see her. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but it's not like round the corner. If I'm going up there for something else, sometimes I can link the appointment in. I don't speak to her very often now, like maybe once a month. And it's all because when I wasn't very well last year, she helped me put things into perspective. That's her job. She's a renal counsellor. She specifies. Oh, she specialises, sorry, I haven't had much sleep. She specialises in talking to people with renal failure. There's several there, but she's the one I see. Or have seen. So, I'm not being funny, but I've spoken to her at length. She knows a lot about me, a lot about me. More than most, probably. And, well, there's a lot she doesn't know, but she knows I have trouble sleeping. She knows probably that the reason I didn't go today was because I've been up all night. And still, she rings me at 11 o'clock. Yes, I probably should have turned my phone off. The reason I didn't, his pinky, is I was trying to get through to rearrange my appointment. But I didn't manage to because the desk that I have to contact doesn't open till 9, and once you hit 9 o'clock, you can't get through. It's engaged constantly. So one of the people I spoke to concerning my appointment, you know, that I wasn't, the fact that I wasn't going, said that she knows it's difficult to get through to them, so she will call me later to see if I managed to do so, and if I didn't, she would go round there and sort it out for me. So I thought I'd better not turn my phone off. I don't turn it off, really. If I very, very rarely ever turn my phone off or mute it, because if everyone's here, I'll do it, because if it's my family, they can contact me on my landline, and I can't really turn that off easily.
Pinky!
Knock the phone and maybe pause it. Stop it. There's no peace for the wicked round here, I tell you. So she rang me 11 o'clock, and I was really, I answered, and she said, do you feel like talking to me now, or do you want me to call back another time? And I said, well, I don't mean to be rude. She said, no, it's fine. I don't think that's rude at all. I can hear you're really tired. And she knew I'd had no sleep. She didn't even need to ask. I don't know why she called me now. But anyway, doesn't matter. So Obi came up because he was getting ready to go to work, because he had to go somewhere first. And he said, oh, there's always someone to wake you up, right? I went, yeah, you can say that again. So I didn't think I'd get back to sleep, but then he left about 11:30, and I lay there for a few minutes, literally like 2 to 3 minutes, and I began to feel that really nice feeling of dropping off to sleep again. And then my phone rang and it was him. I can tell because I've got the ringtone set a certain way, and I couldn't answer it. Sometimes I just can't seem to answer it with voiceover. I don't know why. Anyway, he rang again, and I managed to answer it that time. And he said, if you were thinking of going out for a walk today, which I was, he thinks I ought to leave it, because he would have cleared it up, but he was in a hurry. Near the school, around the corner near the school, which is the way I would be going, there's a load of broken bottles. Now, who did that, really? A load of broken glass. It's not just one bottle, it's multiple bottles. And who did that? That's... what lunatic, what hooligan did that, really? I mean, that's such a hazard. I mean, if I tread on it, it's not going to do me any harm, but it's Niall. I don't want his feet cut to ribbons. So that means that's messed up my plans for the day, but at least he told me. He said if he'd had time, he would have cleared it up. And if it's there when he comes back, he'll clear it up. I said, well, hopefully someone else might do it in the meantime, but I'm not going to know that. It's just that he's not going to be coming back that way till about 10:30 tonight. In fact, he's not even going to come back that way because he's probably going to get the bus, and the bus doesn't go that there. It's just that he wasn't getting the bus this morning. He was walking down to the where he can get any bus at Colton Parade. So, he said, I'm sure you're going to go back to sleep. Well, maybe I will, but I think you only get a certain amount of times that you can go to sleep. And if you keep getting woken up, your sleep goes. And let's face it, I have a hard enough time getting to sleep in the first place. And I just think that twice is my limit. And I think I've just passed it. Bugger. Oh, well, I'll give it a little while longer, then I suppose I'll better get up. It's not very nice out there at the moment. It's quite cold, actually. He went out the door and he came running back for his head warmer. He's got one of these woolen head warmer things because he had his hair cut last week. He's feeling the cold. It's not really cold, but it's not really warm either. And he said, I haven't even got my woolly hair to keep me warm. I said, no, you haven't. That's how Lammy must feel when he goes to the groomers. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to love you and leave you, and I'll speak to you later.